Tennessee Police Department warns residents about meth gators. By Amy Furr on July 16, 2019. A Tennessee Police Department asked residents this weekend not to flush drugs down their toilets to avoid turning alligators into meth gators. The Loretto Police Department wrote on their Facebook page they had witnessed a suspect try to flush methamphetamine down his toilet on July 13, and used the instance as a warning regarding the water supply and the wildlife that lives nearby. The post read, "Now our sewer guys take great pride in releasing water that is cleaner than what is in the creek, but they are not really prepared for meth. Ducks, geese, and other fowl frequent our treatment ponds and we shudder to think what one all hyped up on meth would do. Furthermore, if it made it far enough we could create meth gators in Shoal Creek in the Tennessee River down in North Alabama. They've had enough methed up animals the past few weeks without our help." The department wrote the post after officers served a search warrant at a home in Loretto, Tennessee. Inside the house, police said they caught suspect Andy Perry attempting to flush his drugs and other paraphernalia down the toilet. However, Perry's attempt to get rid of the drugs was unsuccessful. He was arrested for possession of meth for resale, possession of drug paraphernalia, and tampering with evidence, the Tennessean reported. The Loretto Police Department said they will properly dispose of the drugs if they are called. In a similar instance, police served a search warrant at the home of an Alabama man who was allegedly feeding methamphetamine to his pet squirrel to keep it aggressive. Prior to the search warrant, investigators were informed that Mickey Polk kept an attack squirrel inside his apartment, and that Polk fed the squirrel meth to keep it aggressive, Sheriff spokesman Stephen Young wrote in a press release. Police found the squirrel inside a cage in Polk's apartment. However, since there was no way to safely test the animal for methamphetamine, state conservation officials advised the officers to release it into a nearby wooded area. Reports state that Polk was eventually charged with illegal possession of wildlife but denies he ever fed methamphetamine to his squirrel.